I wasn't used to taking second place, and when we got close enough so as I could kind of make out the shape of the pickup, I moved up to my proper place. What about Plato? Is he trembling yet? Drover slowed to a walk.
No, he's not, Hank. As a matter of fact, are you sure Plato's a bird dog?
Sure, I'm sure.
Well, he's got pointed ears.
When I get done with him, he's liable not to have any ears.
And big teeth.
Big, but not big enough, Drover. It's common knowledge that bird dog teeth are dull.
They sure look sharp.
Looks are deceiving, son. In this business, you learn to trust your instincts. I reached the pickup, and right away I caught Beulah's scent. A trainload of flowers couldn't smell sweeter. There was just something about that woman. And it's hard to explain. You'd think a guy like me, hard-boiled, tested in combat, just a whisker away from being a dangerous weapon, you'd think a guy like me wouldn't respond to the softer things in this life. But the scent of Beulah did peculiar things to me. Morning, ma'am, and welcome to the ranch. It's always a pleasure. I stopped and stared at her. It appeared to me that she'd put on a lot of weight, and her coat looked rough as a cob. What's come over you, Beulah? You've changed. You don't have a healthy look about you. I mean, her hair looked terrible, as coarse as straw. It was straw. I was talking to a bale of hay on the back end of the pickup bed. Must have followed the wrong scent. I mean, alfalfa hay smells a lot like... never mind. I kind of meandered towards the front. That eye problem was causing me entirely too much grief, and it was pretty clear that I couldn't depend on Drover to steer me in the right direction. Technically speaking, Drover was second in command on the place. Another way of putting it was that he was last in command. He was hopping up and down and spinning in circles.
Hi, Beulah! Gosh, it's good to have you here on the ranch!
Well, thank you, Drover. It's good to see you boys again.
I put a shoulder into Drover and nudged him away. Excuse me, son, I'll handle the women if you don't mind. I looked up into her face and my old heart began to pound. Mercy! Those big brown eyes, that silky hair, those nice ears, that fine pointed nose. Beulah, before you got here, the day was only beautiful. Now that you're here, it's almost unbearable.
Well, isn't that nice? Thank you, Hank.
On behalf of the Security Division, it's my pleasure to welcome you to the ranch. If there's anything we can do to make your stay more comfortable, more interesting, more exciting, or more of anything else your heart desires...
Hank, what on earth happened to your nose?
Oh, just a few routine battle scars, ma'am. We had a little tussle with a silver monster bird this morning. Nothing to get alarmed about. Now, if you'd like to take a little walk down to the creek...
In your eyes. Are they crossed?
Drover hopped back into the conversation.
We sure are, but look at mine, Beulah.
I gave him an elbow. It's a temporary affliction, Beulah. Now, I heard a growl. Didn't sound like Beulah. Was that you?
No, Hank. It was my companion.
Was, huh? Well, speaking of your companion, I mean, since you brought the subject up, let me say this. Number one, he ain't exactly welcome on this ranch. Number two, if he can lie still and keep his yap shut, I'll try to ignore him. But, number three, if he tries that growl business again, I'm liable to feed it to him for lunch. Would you believe that he growled again? How dumb can a bird dog be? Well, I couldn't let it slide, even though I had better things to do than clean Plato's plow. And number four, you might tell your friend to step over here and we'll get his whipping out of the way. All at once, Drover was there beside me.
Hey, be careful! I don't think you...
I'll handle this, son. You stand by to clean up the bird dog blood. Plato pushed Beulah aside and leaned over the edge of the pickup. That kind of surprised me. I didn't think he'd take it that far. Anyway, he leaned out and growled again. Turned out that Grover was right. Plato did have sharp teeth, and he did have pointed ears. He'd changed since I'd seen him last. That Grover was hopping up and down, and he whispered in my ear,
"Hank, I don't think that's Plato."
"Huh?
Is Plato a Doberman pincher?"
"A Doberman pincher?" I glanced up at Plato. It was all clear now. I'd made an error. I looked over at Beulah. She seemed a little uneasy. "Who is this imposter?"
"His name's Rufus, and he just moved to our ranch. And be careful, Hank, because he's very mean."
"What happened to Plato?"
"He's back at the ranch. He's afraid to come out of the post pile because Rufus..."
Rufus took over from there. Had kind of a nasty, deep voice.
"Because I whip him on sight. It's my ranch now, and I don't like bird dogs. And I don't like cow dogs with scabby noses and crossed eyes. You got anything to say about that?"
I gave that some thought. Those teeth were awful big and awful sharp. I figure there's room in this world for differences of opinion. It just happens that I don't care a whole lot for Doberman pinchers, so I guess we're about even.
"I always heard that cow dogs had a yellow streak."
I bristled at that, and it must have worried Beulah.
"Hank, don't pay any attention to him. He's just a bully. Don't let him get you into a fight. That's what he wants."
She had a point there. "All right, Beulah. For you, I'll let it go. Come on, Grover, we got work to do." Grover took off like a little rocket, heading for the feed barn. I walked away at a dignified pace. I'd gone maybe 20 steps when I heard Rufus snarl.
"You got a big mouth, Beulah. When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it."
"My opinion is that you're a brute, and I wish you'd never come on the ranch."
"Well, you better get used to it, honey, because I'm the main man in your life now. Here, give me a little kiss, just to let me know that you really care."
I stopped.
"Keep your paws off me, you animal."
"Come on, honey, just a little one." Bam,
she slapped him.
"You shouldn't have done that, Beulah. You just shouldn't have done that."
I turned around. Rufus bristled up and started toward her, showing all of his teeth.
"Come here, woman."
"Don't you touch me."
I headed for the pickup. "I just changed my mind, Rufus. I don't think I like your attitude, so why don't you climb down here and I'll give you a kiss you won't forget." He stopped and stared at me. Then he laughed.
"You don't know what you're asking for, cow dog.
Just a fair chance to take you apart." He jumped to the ground and faced me.
"When you go against a Doberman, there ain't no fair chance. Just bad, worse, and disastrous."
"That's the kind of odds I like, Rufus. Come on."
"Hank, don't do it again. Run away. Don't try to be a hero."
I took a deep breath and looked at my lady. "It ain't a matter of trying, Beulah. To some of us, it just comes natural." I faced the enemy. I was seeing double, which wasn't so good because it was hard to judge which one to fight. I picked the one on the left, sucked up my gut, and made a dive for him. It was the wrong one. I took a ferocious bite out of the blue sky, and while I was in the air, Rufus got me. I can't finish the rest of the story. I'm sorry. I hate to leave things hanging, but I just can't tell the rest of it. Maybe Grover will write his memoirs one of these days, and you can find out what happened. So go on to Chapter 5, but don't expect to find out about the fight. whooped. There it is, right out in the open. And that's about the awfulest truth I can imagine. In this big land of ours, there's a certain number of dogs that get whooped every day. But for cow dogs and heads of ranch security, it ain't a common occurrence. In fact, to some of us, getting whooped is not only unpleasant, it's unthinkable. I mean, you spend your life learning the security business. You learn tactics and strategy. You learn to use your eyes and your nose and your ears. You learn to cut for sign. You learn the difference between good and evil, and you devote your life to protecting the good. But fellas, it's hard to protect the good and combat evil when any old jake-legged mutt can come onto the ranch and give you a whooping. It sort of undermines your credibility. Maybe I shouldn't pass along any classified information about the fight. I mean, I'm telling this story, and I can tell it any way I choose. And I just might not choose to advertise the gloomy facts. What's to stop me from changing things around and saying that I whooped Rufus and ran him off the place with his tail between his legs? Well, in the first place, it's fairly common knowledge that Doberman pinchers don't have tails because they've been chopped off. Don't ask me why, that ain't my department. All I can say is that some dogs get their tails chopped off, and when that happens, it's not possible for them to get run off a ranch with their tail between their legs because they don't have a tail, don't you see? In the second place, if I changed the story around, it would be a big, nasty lie. And furthermore, I get the feeling that I'm just rambling to avoid telling about the fight, which is still a very raw spot in my memory. All right, it's time to get serious. I'd advise you to sit down, take a deep breath, and get a good hold on your chair, because what follows is liable to be the most electrifying, terrifying, scarifying, mortifying, disturbifying, and shockifying stuff you ever heard. One last word of warning before we go on. I'd suggest you lock the doors and windows and draw the blinds, and don't let the kids read this. I don't want the children to know that I got whooped. All right, enough said. Here we go. Get hold of something stout and hang on.
May I have your attention, please? The following information is highly classified and may prove dangerous to certain individuals with high blood pressure, low blood sugar, or poor bladder control. It should be taken in small amounts and followed with periods of sleep. If unusual symptoms occur, please consult a physician immediately. You needn't consult a lawyer, because dogs can't be sued.
Me and Rufus were squared off. By the way, are you sure the kids are gone and the doors are locked? Check again just to be sure. Me and Rufus were squared off and faced each other. You've seen Doberman pinchers up close, and you know how ugly they are. Sharp pointed ears and big teeth and then nasty little eyes remind you of something out of a nightmare. Well, that's what I was looking at. Some people claim that a cow dog never knows fear. I've got to dispute that. There for a second, I felt a little stab of fear. Yes, I did. Because I wasn't facing just one Doberman pincher, I was facing two. Double vision. Up in the pickup, Bueller was saying,
"No, Hank, don't do it. Run for your life. He'll tear you apart. He'll kill you."
Rufus glared at me and grinned.
"You ready for this, cow dog?"
I swallowed. "Ready as I'll ever be."
"You sure you want to get mauled in front of Bueller? We could go down in the bushes and do it in private."
"Suit yourself, Rufus." He shrugged.
"Well, you had your chance."
He turned to Bueller.
"Pay attention, woman. This is what happens to dogs that cross Rufus."
Then back to me.
"Well, shall we dance?"
I sprang into action, made a dive for the image on the left, and as you already know, it was the wrong one. I got nothing but air. Otherwise, I might have... Oh, well. Rufus caught me on the fly when I was in midair and put a deadly clamp on my neck. I tried to whirl around and get one of his ears, but it was already too late. Once you get in the grip of a Doberman Pinscher, you don't break out real easy. That's where the name of the breed comes from, don't you see? They definitely pinch when they bite. So there you are, a little background information. Well, once he had me in that deadly grip, he pressed his advantage, which is just the sort of cheap trick you can expect from a dog that's bred and raised to be a professional bully. He threw me to the ground. I leaped high into the air and he went round and round, but I still couldn't get out of his jaws. Up in the pickup, Bueller was almost hysterical.
Rufus, stop it! Oh, please stop it before someone gets hurt! Drover, do something!
Drover had found himself a nice quiet spot inside the feed barn, but when she called, he poked his head out and yipped a few times. I think you could say that Rufus wasn't worried. Well, we snarled and growled and snapped and tore up a large area of ground, but I still couldn't get out of the pinchers. Then Rufus put me on the ground again. I was completely wore out from the struggle. I didn't have anything left. Also, I was beginning to think the unthinkable, that I'd been whooped on my own ranch, in front of my assistant and the lady of my dreams. Rufus had them little eyes right down in my face. Ever notice a Doberman's eyes? They got no pity in them, no feeling, and up close they can give you the chills.
Say, calf rope.
Rain on you.
Say that Beulah's an ugly hag.
Never.
Say that you're yellow.
No. Beulah jumped out of the pickup.
Leave him alone, you horrible villain. Let him go.
He turned his head and showed her some fangs. That gave me just enough time to wiggle out and get to my feet. We faced each other again.
Hank, run for your life. Don't be proud. Run.
Cow dogs don't run, Beulah. We fight to the death. Rufus took a step toward me.
That's the spirit. I hate to kill a dog against his will.
He crept toward me, all bunched up in his shoulders and his teeth gleaming in the sun. He had a grin on his face, which was sort of disconcerting, if you know what I mean. Made a guy think he enjoyed this stuff. Well, I was still seeing double. Last time I'd made a dive for the image on the left, so this time I went for the one on the right. And it was wrong too. Don't know how to explain that. I mean, when you try both sides and still draw a black beam, what more can you do? I dove at him and missed. He made a slash at my throat, but he got me by the scruff of the neck instead. I twisted around and managed to get one of his ears. I didn't tear it off, but I put a wrinkle in it. Drover came tearing out of the feed barn, slipped in between the boards of the fence, and started running in circles around us.
Get him, Drover! This is a fight you've been saving up for, son!
He made a dive at Rufus and nipped him on the rump. Rufus whirled around and showed him a mouthful of teeth, which just about caused the little mutt to turn inside out. He screeched and headed for the feed barn. I piled into Rufus and thought I was getting the upper hand when he put a judo move on me, rolled me to the ground and landed on top of me. I knew I was finished. I could hear Beulah crying. Rufus got me by the throat, closed his jaws, and started digging in. Well, as you might have guessed by now, he didn't kill me. All at once, Slim and High Loper and Billy, he lived on the ranch down the creek and always kept a bunch of mutts around, such as Plato and Rufus, and Beulah was the only good dog he'd ever owned, if you ask me. All at once, Slim and High Loper and Billy were there yelling and trying to pull us apart.
Here, Ruf! Down, boy! Yeah! Cut that out!
Billy took his pet dragon by the collar and dragged him a short distance away. Loper held me back.
Billy, that's quite a dog you got there.
He's bad, ain't he? I figured I needed a dog around that could take care of business. Say, I thought old Hank was a better fighter than that. Loper looked down at me.
So did I.
I wagged my tail and whimpered. Couldn't he see that my dadgum eyes were crossed? I mean, how can a dog fight with eye crossorosis? Loper didn't notice. I guess he's showing his age. You don't think about these dogs getting old, but they do, same as the rest of us. Well, Hank, anything broke? Only my heart, but I didn't expect him to care about that. Well, said Billy, guess I'd better take this beast home before he does some more damage. Y'all come see us. Sure will, and y'all come too. They got into the pickup and drove off. I'll never forget the expression on Beulah's face as they pulled out. She just looked at me with big, sad eyes while Roof Roof sat on a bale of hay, looking like a king on his throne. When they were gone, Loper reached down and rubbed me behind the ears. Well, Hank, I guess you're not the top dog in the neighborhood anymore. Kind of hurts, don't it? Loper and Slim went back to work and left me there alone. It kind of hurt, yes it did. One final note. Don't forget to destroy this tape. And don't let the kids find out what happened.